quick question for you.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Can I ask you a question?
Can you dig it?
Yes, Kai.
Can you dig it?
Yes, Kai.
The man with the words you've been dying to hear.
Yes, Kai.
This is the Yes Guy Show with Jim Taddy on TSN 1050.
Can you dig it?
Ooh, next week, Jim Taddy, Perry Lefkoe with you. Perry, how are you this week, sir?
Jim, doing great. It's our one-year anniversary, and I'm so glad that we made it through 1 year, despite all the problems on my end, not your end.
Well, I mean, this is 52 shows now, and only one where we're sitting side by side, so that's somewhat remarkable, but that's the world we live in. And happy anniversary, my friend.
Jim, I'm pumped. Season one, we made it this far. I can't wait for season two.
Well, we've got a nice list of guests today. Ron Foxcroft will be by very shortly. Andy Kim from Canadian Music History, and still vibrant and still has a Christmas show and new material out. He'll be by in segment number two. Segment three, who is he today? Lucas Meyer, our impression guru, will be by, and I'm sure he's going to try and mock me again, but we look forward to that. It's done in good taste, and Yes Guy, No Guy, anniversary Yes Guy, No Guy to finish off. So, you know, because it's our first anniversary, and I'm not going to forget my sponsor reads, I'm just going to name them off. I want to thank our sponsors for getting us this far. Herb Braley was our original sponsor and is still with us and is renewed going into next year. Ron Foxcroft, fox40shop.com, Charles Park, charlespark.ca, and Dean Romani. And we know all of these guys, and they're great supporters, and I want to thank them all for jumping on and making this work, because without them, we aren't here. There's no question about that. Perry, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, just I echo what you said about our sponsors, and especially Herb. Herb was the first one to embrace the show, get involved. So, yeah, we're nothing without our sponsors. So thanks to all of them for being with us for this, the first year.
Okay, so let's get going here. Looking for an experienced real estate agent, Charles Park, managing broker, Remax West Realty Brokerage, has 26 award-winning years of real estate experience. So, looking for the highest level of knowledge, experience, and service, put Charles Park in your corner. Visit charlespark.ca or call or text them at 647-292-8886. Servicing from Hamilton to Kingston, from Toronto to Muskoka, Charles Park will not be outworked by anybody. And I think you would say the same about Mr. Foxcroft. Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the entrepreneur or student in your life? Head over to Fox40shop.com to order a copy of Fox 40, founder Ron Foxcroft's new book, The 40 Ways of the Fox. Net proceeds of book sales go to Liberty for Youth and City Kids, two organizations that do wonderful work in our community. Ron Foxcroft is the founder, chairman, CEO of Fox 40 International, CEO and chair of Fluke Transport, and a list that would take an hour to tell you all the other things he's involved with. So we'll just cut that short and bring him in now. Ron, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing terrific, Jim and Perry, and this is a great opportunity to congratulate both of you on Yes Guy, 52 shows, 1 year. Terrific. I remember, Jim, when you were explaining the idea of the show for Yes Guy with you and Perry. I had listened to you and Perry often on your previous show in the morning, and this has been terrific. I want to say your topics have been interesting, impactful. Your guests have been terrific, just high class guests you've had on, and really and truly that's a testament to the respect that both of you have in the journalistic industry to attract the guests with their topics. You've talked about some of the hard topics too, mental health. You've talked about investing, real estate, sport, which you know a lot about. So I feel terrific that we're involved in some small way with your show, Yes Guy, now for 52 shows, 1 year. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Really appreciate that. And of course, you know, when we were we talked, we did that custom sponsorship deal for you. I think it took 15 seconds, and a lot of that is you too. So thank you very much.
We really appreciate that. You know, we don't have to spend a lot of time talking. We got to spend more time doing, because right now this is my favorite time of the year, Canadian football playoff time, and also a Grey Cup coming to Hamilton. And it's been 25 years since the last Grey Cup. So, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic and so on, I think Canada needs to be reunited. Canada needs a festival. Canada needs a party. And I don't think there's any institution better than the CFL and sport and Grey Cup to unite Canada following this, as we grow out of this pandemic.
Foxy, thanks for the support, man. I was almost going to cry with all that plaudits that you gave us. But I have to ask you, what's the latest on Chairman Fox? Has he won a race yet? Is there any hope for the horse?
You know, my son Steve tells me there's a lot of hope, there's a lot of opportunity, and he raced just this week up at Woodbine, raced a good race, came in third. So I think, Perry, you know a lot about that industry, and Steve, my son, knows a lot about that industry. So Chairman Fox, he's on the cusp, I think, of coming up with his first win.
Well, the good thing about not winning and finishing third, he's still getting checks. He's paying for himself. But let's move back to what you're talking about, the Grey Cup. Yeah, it's in about 3 weeks' time. It's last time you mentioned was 1986, played in the snow, I'll never forget it, or 1997, I'm sorry about that, never forget it, or 1996, whatever it is, I've forgotten.
25
how excited,
years.
Wow.
How excited are you for just the city of Hamilton and the fact that you've been a big part of this, you're a big part of just everything that's happening in the Hamilton-Burlington area?
You know, my favorite sport is Canadian football, CFL. I love it. And the Grey Cup, as I said earlier, it unites the country. It's a magic. It's something different. You know, I go to all the Super Bowls, but quite frankly, I get more excited going to the Grey Cup. And in the 25 years, a long 25 years since it's been in Hamilton, there's been a lot of changes, and the changes for the good. Number one, the product, the Canadian Football League product, is absolutely sensational. Everything about the game, the players, the fans, the coaches, and there's been a lot of good things happen in the Canadian Football League compared to back in 1996. The Canadian Football League have a Grey Cup now marketing department, and their whole mission is to help the host city and the host team put on a show, an extravaganza, a festival that nobody will ever forget. So they've got that under the leadership of the commissioner, Randy Ambrosi, and also the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Hamilton Tiger Cats have one of the best front offices, business offices, marketing, communication offices in all of sport. And you know, I've been seen a lot. I've been involved in the NCAA. I'm involved in the NBA, and I watch all these other leagues. But the Hamilton Tiger Cats under Bob Young, Scott Mitchell, they hire brilliant people. And the brilliant person they have as president of their business office that does all the marketing and communication with his team is a gentleman named Matt Afnick. So Matt, the Tiger Cats, the city are working closely with the people at the Canadian Football League. Now, some of the festivals are a little bit restricted this time around because of COVID. But the excitement is not restricted in any way. Game day will never be restricted in any way. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of things happening starting on Tuesday of Grey Cup week when the cup arrives in Hamilton. And there's so much activity going to happen at the Hamilton Convention Center. And the difference between other leagues is simply, there's so much happening at the Hamilton Convention Center, and it's affordable, or it's at a price that's affordable, and there's also a lot of activities that are complimentary. So right now, Perry, to answer your question bluntly, there's a lot of frenzy and excitement as of today for the excitement in Hamilton for the upcoming Grey Cup?
I mean, Foxy, you're talking about the Super Bowl and the Grey Cup. The Super Bowl, to me, is just the ultimate corporate experience. It's really high-end. I don't know if it's touchy-feely like the Grey Cup is. The Grey Cup is really accessible to all, isn't it?
You know, it is. And you know what makes it, too? All the teams, in particular the West teams, they travel fantastic. I mean, look at Calgary. Look at the Green Riders in Saskatchewan and Winnipeg. And of course, Hamilton. Hamilton, well, they don't have to travel this year. But when they do, they travel with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. And you know, it's football fans on the ground. I don't want to put down the Super Bowl. I go to the Super Bowl every year, but I get a much better, friendly fan experience of excitement. Also, too, uniting the country. It's amazing what the Grey Cup does. And you know, the other thing that people need to be aware of, former teams like the Baltimore Stallions, fans come to the Grey Cup from the Baltimore Stallions, and they haven't played for years, but they're excited about the Grey Cup and what it does for our country and our fans.
Ron, I blew the last segment. It was 1996, the last Grey Cup in Edmonton. It was a snowy day. But I also want to ask you a very serious thing now. You know, the CFL recently lost one of its all-time favorite people, Angelo Mosca. I know you were really tight with him. So maybe you could just share with us a small story about you and Ange.
Well, Ange, you know, he was Don Southern called me in 1996 when I co-chaired the Grey Cup with Marnie Paikin, who, by the way, was just a wonderful co-chair. John Torrey was a great commissioner. But the league were struggling then, and Don Southern said, you need an ambassador to promote the 1996 Grey Cup. Edmonton and Toronto Argonauts played in that game. It was a tremendous game. You were there. We froze our tootsies off. And anyway, Don Southern arranged for Angelo Mosca to be our ambassador. Well, there was nobody better. He came down to our office and he says, I'm the ambassador. Don't script me. I'm from the WWF. You don't have to script me. Let's go out there and promote this game. And you know what, Perry? He did 150 appearances and never turned down an autograph, and everybody loved him. And we went together, and I was telling Ange Jr. this, we went to every Grey Cup after that until 2012. Shortly after that, he took ill, but we spent every single Grey Cup. And when we presented the Grey Cup rings to the game referees before the game, I always took Ange with me, and Leo Ezrins took Leo from the alumni. And, you know, the biggest thrill was obviously getting their ring, working the game, but I think a bigger thrill, they had that opportunity to meet Angelo King Kong Mosca, big personality, big persona, much bigger heart.
Well, I mean, nobody really represented Hamilton better than him, did they? I mean, he's just, when you think of Angelo Mosca, even though he was born in the Boston area, you think of Hamilton, do you not?
You do. You know what? He was Hamilton. And, you know, he did, he said to all of us, he says, I was born in the USA, but I chose Hamilton where to plant my feet and to live and get involved. And nobody was more involved in helping Hamilton, charities, kids, anything. He never turned down an opportunity. People saw Ange, you know, as a tough football player, but I was very fortunate to see Ange as the real person, and that person, as I said previously, with a huge heart, bigger than the city.
Ron, thanks very much for that. Thanks for your sponsorship and support of Yes Guy. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Congratulations, Perry and Jim. 52 shows, 1 year. Hearty congratulations.
Really appreciate that. That's Ron Foxcroft, Chairman, Founder, CEO, Fox 40 International, CEO and Chair of Fluke Transport, and many other endeavors. Certainly totally invested in the Grey Cup that'll be played in a week's time in Hamilton. If you are an experienced real estate agent looking for comprehensive value and a distinct advantage, contact Charles Park Managing Broker, RE/MAX West Realty Brokerage, offering state-of-the-art technologies with exclusive coaching and mentoring. For a confidential interview, call 647-292-8886 or email charles@remaxwest.net. Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the entrepreneur or student in your life? Head over to fox40shop.com to order a copy of Fox 40 founder Ron Foxcroft's new book, The 40 Ways of the Fox. Net proceeds of book sales go to Liberty for Youth and City Kids, two organizations that do wonderful work in our community. Coming up next, we will have Andy Kim. This is Yes Guy on TSN 1050, live on your radio, live streaming and podcasting and on demand on Apple CarPlay and Android Auto through the iHeartRadio Canada app. This segment is sponsored by Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Financial advisor Herb Braley is ready to help you with your financial needs. If you want a comfortable and real conversation about your options, contact Herb at 1-877-734-3055 or visit his website, BraleyAdvisors.com. With 30 years of experience, Herb will help you do what you want to do with your money, get it back to you when you need it the most. Financial clarity and comfort with Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. This is Yes Guy, the radio show. Jim Taddy and Perry Lefkoe with you. And now let's bring in guest number two. Andy Kim, singer, songwriter, performer, producer, he's done it all, and some classic hits. Andy, welcome. How are you today, sir?
I was hoping to speak to Herb, because I need financial help here, and now I'm talking to you, so I don't know what's going on.
Herb just rolled over, by the way, just so you know, Andy, because Herb's into music, too. And that was very nice of you to do that. So, I mean, tell us what you're up to. I mean, you've got new music out, you've got Christmas show, so how do we access this stuff?
Well, here's what I'm up to. I'm up to celebrating the fact that the past 2 years are kind of somewhat behind us. And, you know, for me, it's always been about live music and community and just being able to help those that can't help themselves. And, so that's been the purpose of my Christmas show. And this year, I'm at Massey Hall, which is unbelievable. After 17 years, I finally made it to Massey Hall, you know?
Andy, I just wanted to talk to you about your music, because this is, I think, like 7 decades you've been playing, you know, music. Everybody knows Sugar, Sugar. Is there one particular song that people, when they talk to you, say, hey, Andy, I really remember this particular song?
Yeah, you know what? I think Sugar, Sugar is the one. I remember talking to someone a couple of weeks ago about my Christmas show and all of that, and we hung up after half an hour just discussing some things that I wanted to do at Massey Hall, and then he rings me right back, and he said, you know, when I was talking to you, my 6-year-old daughter was in the room, and she wanted to know who I was talking to. And so I told her, and she said, really? From the B-movie? So I guess the B-movie gives this generation or younger generation an opportunity to get Sugar, Sugar. Whether you're 5 or 105, everybody knows that song, no matter where you live on this planet. So I'm really honored that I was lucky enough and blessed enough to be part of that song.
So, Andy, the Christmas show is coming up again. It's your 17th annual. Why did you choose the Center for Addiction and Mental Health as the charity for the show?
You know, it's been that charity for the past few years, and there's a component to this that's always been dear to my heart, whether you're just a musician or a successful musician or a wannabe musician. In my life, I've recognized the lack of mental health that some of musicians and artists I know. You know, you have a hit and you're on top of the moon, and you don't have a hit and then you're down in the dumps. And for me, my music has never been who I am. I'm the third of four brothers, born and raised in Montreal. But I do know that above and beyond, mental health is such a big issue, especially at this time. And Gifts of Light is a brilliant program, and it really helps the patients from a place of feeling better. Some patients arrive with just a bathrobe on, or just no clothing, basically, that is usable again. And what Gifts of Light has done is made everyone feel like they can come in and get a brand new pair of jeans, a new sweater, a new pair of socks, the total package. And I know for myself, I buy myself a sweater and I come home, I put it on, I feel great. Don't know why I feel great. I may never wear that sweater again, but there's that moment. And I think from a mental health place, it's a great place to start, where you feel better about yourself. And I think that's the important thing. It's why I do this. It's why so many artists show up. They donate their time. I'm not paying anyone. I don't get paid. All ticket proceeds go to CAMH, Gift of Light.
Yeah, I like what you're saying there, Andy. I mean, you know, all of us, all three of us here, we can look back over 50 years and understand that, I guess, attention or care that was given to mental health was lacking. There's no question about that. Steps are being taken. But what has to be done here? I mean, how do we make this, something that's at the top of the list instead of not at the top of the list?
I think you have to come from a place that understands ourselves. You know, I'm one of those, look, I'm the third of four brothers. I survived on dreaming my life. I'm mostly have incredible days, and the rest of those days are extremely satisfied. Whether I had a hit or not, I was always satisfied with the knowledge that I lived under one thing, and I lived under the thought of, Andy, what are you doing with your one and only life? What are you doing with your one and only life? And that to me has crystallized who and what I am. And so, I'm not smart enough to know how someone feels about how they're living their one and only life. I know that musicians, for the most part, have good days and they have better days, and some of them really are on the fence about how they feel about themselves. And I know those artists, and sometimes a word of advice is not really helpful when you go and you examine yourself with professionals. They can listen between the lines, you know. As a third or four brothers, my brother and I don't listen between the lines. There are arguments all the time, as brothers do. But on a very serious note, I think that we are living in an era where the industry and the media has found out that fear and bad news makes money. And I don't know how to stop it. I just know that there's a place that you can go and get help. And I think that they're not closing their door on anybody that shows up. I'm not smart enough to have the answer, but I pray for that answer to be found somewhere.
Andy, you know, congratulations for all you're doing for a very important cause. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your passion for the NFL, because your publicist, Eric Alper, who represents everybody in the music industry, said I should ask you specifically about that.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not available on Sundays and Monday nights and Thursday nights. So other than that, you know, I'm a fan of excellence. I'm a fan of people who devote their time and energy to what they believe in. I mean, you guys have been doing this for a while. It's not like you're looking for a job at Holt Renfrew or looking at the for a job at Burger King. I don't know if you have Burger King here, but it's immaterially irrelevant. I think the most important thing is that excellence comes with a lot of hard work and dedication. And obviously I'm a fan of the Buccaneers. I'm a fan of Mahomes and Brady and Rodgers. But at the end of the day, when football shows up, I'm deaf to everything else, you know. But so I love the game. I've always loved the game since I was a kid, and I think I know no, people may not like this, but three downs is not enough to get you somewhere. That's the only thing.
Well, Andy, we support the CFL and the NFL. You love the NFL. That's great. Is there any particular team that you've been on the bandwagon for a long time?
Pittsburgh Steelers. I remember Bradshaw and the Steel Curtain and the back-to-back Super Bowls a couple of times. But, you know, whether it was, you know, Lambert and all the guys on the Steel Curtain was really kind of magical for me, you know. Lynn Swann and Stallworth and just an incredible offense. They laughed at Terry Bradshaw forever, and he probably laughed at himself too, but it's the Steelers for me. I mean, in the past 50 years, they've only had three coaches. Now that's to me a testament to the Rooney family, to the way they think about football. And look, they haven't won in a while, but sometimes winning is not the deal. The deal is to show up and do the best you can every day, you know?
Andy, really appreciate you stopping by. Give your show, your Christmas show, a plug on the way out.
Well, you know what? It's December 8th. It's at Massey Hall. It's at 8 o'clock. And we've got the best lineup ever with the likes of Billy Talent, Sheepdogs, Ron Sexsmith, Alex Lifeson, Julie Black, Tyler Shaw, Sloan, William Prince, Mary Margaret O'Hara, Men Without Hats. Now, that's going to be cool. Pursuit of Happiness, Theo Thames, Beverly Mahood, Jay Clemens, and a young lady that is just going to be a star, Georgia Harmer. And the creme of the crop is choir. And Andy Kim will throw a couple of songs in there.
Really appreciate you stopping by. Thanks very much.
Okay, and please, you can cut out the I don't want people in the CFL to come after me. I love the game, but I still wish four downs were good. Okay. Love you guys. Thank you for taking
the
time.
I'm
sure appreciate it. You're glad what?
Okay, take care. That's Andy Kim. I'm glad we had the show booked a certain way. But anyway, we'll leave that alone. And here's your Herb Braley mention. This segment is sponsored by Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Financial advisor Herb Braley, ready to help you with your financial needs. If you want a comfortable and real conversation about your options, contact Herb at 1-877-734-3055 or visit his website at BraleyAdvisors.com. With 30 years of experience, Herb will help you do what you want to do with your money. Get it back to you when you need it the most. Financial clarity and comfort with Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Ready for the hockey season? Shop the Fox 40 Call, the official whistle of the NHL, on fox40shop.com. The call is used by all NHL officials, and every game is named after the late legendary NHL official John McCauley. Use the code YESGUY at checkout for 15% off your order. This is Yes Guy, the radio show on TSN 1050. Homeowners are first-time buyers. If you're considering purchasing, refinancing, if your mortgage is coming up for renewal, talk to Dean Romani. Dean will provide you with custom-tailored mortgage solutions for all your needs. You can contact Dean on Twitter at MTGDean. Visit his website, DeanRomani.com, or give him a call at 416-885-8255. 1761. Well, Perry, 52 shows, that makes a year. It's our anniversary, and I think we have some people on the line here that want to congratulate us. I don't know why they would want to do that, but I believe that line one has somebody at the top of the list right now. Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Jim. This is Mayor Torrey, and I want to say a big congratulations on 1 year of the show. I can tell you that it's astounding. It's been a year, and what a year it's been. We here at the City of Toronto and the Province of Ontario in the country of Canada wish you and Perry and the whole team another year of fun. And with that, I'll pass it to my friend who speaks much slower than I do, the Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau. Justin?
Thank you, John. Jim, congratulations on 1 year. At a time when people here know so often, we love your enthusiasm and passion in saying yes. And maybe one day we can get you to get others to say yes to the work we're doing in Parliament. And legendary actor Al Pacino agrees with me. Al, what do we agree with? Nothing. He's tired. He's a yes guy. What is that? Saying yes all the time? I say no. You don't like it? Move on. I got people to see, you know. Bill Clinton, what do you think?
Jim Taddy is a great man, and I'm proud to be here on this historic day, whether it's in Washington, in Arkansas, or Toronto, as is legendary football coach Jim Mora.
Jim, well, let me just say this segment is an absolute disgrace. We're giving this show away. In my opinion, this sucks. Jim, sorry, Coach, can you just say that you like Yes Guy? What's that? Yes Guy? Don't talk to me about Yes Guy? Are you kidding me? Yes Guy? I just hope we can get out of this show. Ain't that right, Schwarzenegger?
He's right. See you at the party, Daddy. A big Yes Guy on your 1 year from here in California. Get down. Get to the chopper. Where does Petty Left go?
Guys, I mean, what are you getting on about with this show, guys? I mean, you've got all these people at one time on this show. I mean, who's next, guy? Clint Eastwood?
Well, the way I see it, this whole segment can end right now. You just got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel like it? Well, do you, Ricky Gervais?
Ricky, yeah? Not sure how I feel about the name, really. Yes, guy. Normal. Sure, so like me, you know. I mean, between Jim and Perry, you can all come up with something a little more creative, yeah? Confirmation guy, affirmative guy, yeah? Thoughts from yourself, Jim?
Well, Jim Taddy is here along with my best friends Ron Fox, Ross, Charles Park, and Jim, rocking me gently past the new hour. And the answer is, yes, guy. Happy 1 year, guys.
Oh, man. Lucas Meyer, I have a headache now. I've been laughing so much, my forehead's ready to explode. Well done.
Well, you know, I had some friends who, like you said at the top, yeah. I had some friends who wanted to say, you know, congratulations on 1 year and how fantastic it's been.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got them all in there. That's a crowded room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a crowd. There's definitely a lot of people in the room, you know, and had to pass the fun around, but they were just all so enthusiastic to say congratulations.
Lucas, we've had you on the show many times, but this may be the best collection of guests you've brought to the table. Why don't you tell people who haven't heard you or know of you before how you started to do these voice impersonations?
Well, you know, Perry, I mean, look, I've always had kind of a natural knack for doing it. You know, I'm certainly no professional or anything like that, even the whole Simpsons thing happened, but I just kind of always had, you know, was able to make people laugh. And so basically, a few years ago, a friend, an old colleague of mine in Calgary said, you know, why don't you just put a little video together? And I did. And I got some nice attention. And, you know, it was like, oh, this little video is so many people are seeing it in Calgary, especially. And, you know, I was on a couple of shows, articles were written about it. Look at this funny impression, you know, yeah, a couple of podcasts. I think the National Post did something. CTV Calgary did something at the time. And then I did another one a little bit later. And I just kind of had a knack for it, you know. And there's been some, you know, some fun little moments along the way. So it's just something that I'm kind of always had a natural little knack for. But certainly nothing that pays the bills by any stretch. But it's nice that, you know, people get a little bit of a kick out of it. Especially my friends and family and colleagues who, those impressions are really the most fun to do.
Well, look, I mean, you did an extraordinary segment for us. So if people want to get a hold of you, if they might be interested in developing something with you, how would they do that?
Oh, well, I guess you could, you know, my email's on my Twitter, folks, @Meyer_Lucas. And, you know, and some people sometimes ask, you know, oh, where are these things posted? You know, I've got a couple of, if you just kind of go into YouTube and put Lucas Meyer impressions, there's a couple that are up there. And, of course, you know, when The Simpsons happened, if you just kind of Google Lucas Meyer, Justin Trudeau, a lot of those articles would come about. But if anybody really wanted to do something serious, email is on the Twitter bio, and you can go, and you can, if anybody out there wants to do something, that's probably the easiest way to do it. Or just call you, Jim. You know, just give Jim a call. Hey, you know, Jim, you know this guy, Lucas Meyer. Well, listen, he's a great guy, but I got to tell you first about Ron Foxcroft. These are the best Fox 40 whistles you've ever had in your whole life. You know, so, get in contact with the show.
That absolutely hilarious. Is there anyone, because you've got so many different, you know, impersonations, is there any one that is your particular favorite?
Well, it's not local to here, but I mean, a funny story. So the Calgary mayor and I had mentioned, you know, this is a really, really, really important thing to talk about. Because I covered him at City Hall, and a funny story, after that impressions video came out and got some nice attention, the next day I was covering city council, and so everybody was kind of talking about it, and the mayor comes out of council and he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, I'm surprised you're still here. Hollywood hasn't scooped you up yet, you know?" And so that always had a special place, in my heart. But obviously, you know, Trudeau and like I said, my family members, some other ones, that are just a lot of fun. But those are the two that kind of stand out for different reasons. And Tory as well.
Really, you could make an entrance.
My impression of John Tory in front of John Tory, which was really fun. Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted.
But you could literally walk into a room and rip off 15 impersonations and just destroy the room.
Well, it's funny, you know, when I was working at Queen's Park, I also do impressions of different MPPs, you know, and some people, you know, if you don't follow Ontario politics as closely, you know, you wouldn't recognize them. But that was always fun too, the sort of the inside baseball impressions along with friends and family. So it's nice to have a little bit of a repertoire. So when Perry asked me on the show, I said maybe I'll do a little bit of a bit one after the other, that's what I kind of came up with. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, we did, and our listeners did. And Lucas, I just want to thank you for your many contributions over the first 52 shows, and hope to have you back many times in year two. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys again so much, both of you. And Jim, congratulations on not just this year, but of course, you know, your whole reign in the industry. A big yes guy from me, as always.
Yeah. Yes guy. We'll end on that. Yes guy.
Thanks, guys.
Lucas, thank you. That's Lucas Meyer at Meyer_Lucas is the Twitter account. I'm going to send out a thanks to him very shortly on Twitter. Homeowners are first-time buyers. If you're considering purchasing, refinancing, if your mortgage is coming up for renewal, talk to Dean Romani. He specializes in mortgage financing for purchases, refinances, home equity line of credit, and private lending. Dean will provide you with custom-tailored mortgage solutions for all your needs. You can contact him on Twitter at MTGDean. Visit his website, DeanRomani.com, or give him a call at 416-885-1761. Be heard outdoors with the Fox 40 electronic whistle, 100 decibels at the press of a button. Buy yours now at fox40shop.com. Use the code YesGuy for 15% off your order. Yes Guy, No Guy is next. This is Yes Guy on TSN 1050, live on your radio, live streaming, podcasting, and on demand on Apple CarPlay and Android Auto through the iHeartRadio Canada app.
Yes Guy, No Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drivers and passengers, time now for the anniversary edition, episode number 52 edition of Yes Guy, No Guy. Go ahead, sir.
The highlight of your week is doing the Yes Guy show.
Oh, wow. Many highlights in the week, but I love doing this show. There's no question about that. It's fun. It's quirky. It just takes on a life of its own, and love it. Yes, absolutely Yes Guy.
Yes,
how about yourself?
Guy.
Well, Jim, like I've said to you before, thanks a lot for including me in this show. It's fantastic. Love talking to this variety of guests. So, Yes Guy, it is the highlight of my week.
Yes Guy! Okay. Oh, boy. We're going to burn this out. Yes Guy, No Guy, number one from here. You always knew this show would last at least a year.
No Guy. I'm surprised because we had so many technical issues. All of it my fault. So I was worried at times, but you know what? You are the conductor. You make it happen. So that's a Yes Guy, No Guy, all over the place guy. Okay?
Yeah, all over the place guy. I like that. Go ahead, sir.
Andy Kim was awesome today.
Oh, yes, guy. In fact, you know, the guests on this show were, they really played off each other in their own way. Foxy's always great, has plenty to offer, just a great guy. And Andy Kim took us down some roads I wasn't really expecting to go down, but, you know, great conversation. And Lucas Meyer, I mean, Lucas broke the bank with those, the Rapido impersonations. That was impressive as heck.
But his impression of you is spot on. I think it's his best impression of all time. Yes, Guy, No Guy.
Perry, I don't know what you mean by that. Ron Foxcroft is over here. And you know, Charles Park is over here. The room's getting crowded. I don't know what you mean by that.
That's an imitation. You imitating ahead, Lucas, imitating you. Now, that's pretty good.
That's right. That's exactly what that was. Go ahead, sir.
The Detroit Lions tying a game, your beloved Detroit Lions, is almost like winning a game.
Yes, guy. That's the big moral victory for the Leos. I just hope they don't make a mess of that draft pick because they have a habit of, you know, all of a sudden going on a winning streak to cancel out the draft pick. But, you know, this is a team that's a real mess. I mean, I don't know how you fix that. It's going to take years, so I'm just going to say yes, guy, and move on. Yes, guy, no guy. Big plans for yes, guy, for year two.
Oh, yes, guy. We're going to keep going, bringing on the guests, and who knows, maybe Lucas Meyer will actually do a good imitation of me because his imitation of me today was lame. Sorry, Lucas. Had to say what I had to say, okay?
Oh, I absolutely missed that. Did he do one of you?
Yeah, but it was so lame. But.
Yeah, well, okay. Sorry, guy. Go ahead, sir. You must have another.
Yes, I do. This Thursday, continuing the Lions theme, as good as Canadian Thanksgiving is, the American Thanksgiving just seems to be a whole different thing, especially if you're a football fan.
Oh, yes, guy. I mean, the Americans know how to do the four-day weekend. We don't know how to do that, but they do that with regularly. They do it a couple times a year, and it's very successful. It's a big moment. It's a huge weekend south of the border. So, yes, guy, it's a complete salute from those of us north of the border. Yes, guy, no, guy, we're going to squeeze one in. Actually, no, we don't have enough time. I'm sorry, guy. We're going to have to cut the celebration off. We're about 10 seconds away from saying goodbye. So, Perry, thanks for your help and a year's worth of yes, guy. Thanks to our sponsors, Charles Park, Ron Foxcroft, Dean Romani, and Herb Braley. Thank you all. Hope you come back next week for episode 53 of Yes Guy.